Because after the donut of light, you don't see it anymore. It's gone. Yeah. That could be similar in terms of how, you know, we have the breaking of the sound barrier, but then the breaking of a light barrier. We have a type of appearance like that.
Do you think that they will allow or permit a nuclear exchange of some kind?
I'm not aware. I'm aware that this much has been shown to me, that there is a type of covert activity, hidden activity that's being worked on right now. It may involve some kind of explosion, very powerful, but not a nuclear explosion in terms of a detonation of a fissionable fusion device. But it may involve radioactive particles. I didn't know who they were doing this. This morning I received some information concerning that there are two people dressed in navy blue uniform, looked like a workman type uniform, and were running some wires and crawling in a space. So I don't know if that's associated. I just know that I was shown that, that's all. But if that's true, then it's not Middle Eastern people that are fighting this out.
Well, I mean, when you look at all the planets in our solar system or even in the universe, I mean, our planet is pretty special and it is being watched. So, you know, especially in Jerusalem, there's a lot of UFO activity happening around that area as well.
Yes. So I'm sure there is much more going on than is being revealed to me. But one of the most important things is that, like I said, we've got to tune in the dial when the program starts to receive the message. And it's really adjust to tune in. And once that happens, there will be a change. This change is definite. So.
Well, it's interesting you talked about adjuster attunement. Ashley had a question at the beginning, which I didn't bother saying because you pretty well, she was wondering what can a person do to adjust themselves and prepare themselves for the things that are happening and that are going to happen.
And this is where our unfair advantage of the adjuster attunement makes that preparation. More workable, because we have advice coming from not only the base side. When you look at these guys who have made various survival type orientation in their lives, that was basically for the physical, and have made no adjustments for that adjust to it spiritually. They'll miss completely the wave of energy that will change the individual. That wave of energy is very real, and it will happen. And its source brings in that Marantia material, and it will flash through and pass. So it's not something that will stay permanently in terms of a continual blast. But when a person is attuned to the adjuster, they'll have that attunement. They'll make much of this energy, which is pre-energy and pre-material, move in the right direction, and their cells will actually become changed to a great deal, much greater deal than we can imagine, perhaps.
So like a physical transformation of some kind?
It involves the physical, but mm-hmm. more involved is the marancha, and the more involved is the that wave of energy. It's much more similar to the flash of energy that was about the resurrection of Christ, and which actually flashed and left the impression of the shroud in turn. And it filled both change as well as what you might say destroy. I'm not sure exactly, but the physical body was not like I was told, if I go into the chamber, I need my body for procreation mm-hmm. and things like that, and then to walk in this planet. So, but if I went into the chamber, my physical body would perish, would die. A lot of this energy, if you run and hide from it, you'll perhaps not participate in the transition.
Also, this is the same energy or light energy, whatever it was that you saw, that they were operating the rejuvenation chambers or the resurrection
very
chambers?
Very similar. It's not the very same.
I see.
And one that would just impact the entire planet.
And when we're looking at that picture of the architectural sphere, we're technically, I guess, looking at a Marancha order of existence right there. Would you agree with that, or would that be fair to say?
Well, yeah, because they're, mm-hmm. you know, appear physically there, and all of a sudden they're not, and they just move off in a blast of light. And that blast, you know, recorded as a donut of energy or light, which perhaps has a certain retention for a while, so it stays there long enough before whatever. But in any case, they're very real. The idea of beings that are higher level, that have capability of being physical, not a ghost, you know, not an impression left in space-time, but an actual beings of Marancha capability, which means that they have physicality and they can work within our time domain, and but we're either made that way or are that way. We'll be changed to become that way.
Another question: architectural spheres. Do you think they're all the same, or do they have different kinds of? You know, are they all spheres, and do they all do the same thing, or are there different types of worlds, Marancha worlds out there?
Well, I'm only familiar with New Jerusalem, and from it I can detect that its pattern is similar. They would have not taken a pattern and made it totally unique mm-hmm. and one of a kind. What they did in terms of the New Jerusalem was bring it here and then allow it to continue its growth. And one of the things that I was told was it was a continuous growth. There would be no stopping its growing. It actually was continuously growing. And the rooms or dwelling places are actually grown in between the other spaces. So it's sort of like the place is continuously getting more and more room for dwelling, and much of the dwelling again is on the outside, or it's like a shell of an egg. Much of the dwelling area is the shell, and then inside is a hollow space. And there are levels and floating. It looks like they're floating out there in the middle, but they're not really floating, they're actually, you know, place there, in the interior. So interior spaces are not totally empty, like they're be filled. So depends on each one has a, I guess, a unique, perhaps, flavor to it, architecture to it, but following the base pattern of the hollow sphere, see the New Jerusalem sign. But one of the things is that they are beings, actual living creatures that are not dependent, their size is not dependent upon our relation to what is what their size is, you know, all about. Their size is, I guess, variable, perhaps, from one you know, perhaps if it was a sphere, the diameter small as being able to fit in your living room to being able to expand into something bigger than our planet.
It's interesting that you said grown. It makes me think about some advanced method of nanotechnology, but probably way more advanced.
This is what they presented to me, was that the spaces were grown, and I asked how. Was it like how a tree would grow? And they said the tree, of course, would grow because of cellular structure. And they knew, I understood at least that much, that the instructions for growth and the cell growth was internal to the actual tree and the cell, you know, I mean, it's biology. Now, getting on to their level of growth, it was similar but crystalline and controlled externally. So its growth was essentially mapped by an external influence of their guidance, and it continuously grows this sphere, and there's just more and more room, not ending in terms of the number of rooms that are being generated.
Well, Michael, looks like another hour just flew by again. Any parting thoughts at all?
Well, again, the point of advantage is to get attuned to the adjuster, his voice, and much of it being sometimes we're not aware of. We'll be made aware of that in different ways. But the idea is to place your heart in that direction. And remember that adjuster attunement many times involves turning your back on getting your life easier. In other words, don't worry about that anymore. Move the opposite direction. So it's diametrically opposed in terms of motivation. So fill your life with adjuster attunement versus getting a bigger paycheck, a better job, or whatever it is. It'll come with the adjuster attunement.
Well, Michael, thank you again so much. Really enjoyed this, and
next week I'll be in Japan.
All right, so perhaps we'll get you the week after. How does that sound?
Yeah, probably.
So, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Take care now.
Okay. Bye-bye and aloha.
Bye-bye.